بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ذلك من أنباء الغيب نوحيه إليك وما كنت لديهم إذ يلقون أقلامهم أيهم يقتل مريم وما كنت لديهم إذ يختصمون. الآيات that we are reading deals with the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, his birth, etc., and his grandmother Hannah, who had made a vow that she, the child that she is bearing, will she will make that child fully for the service of Deen, will make him a Nazrana for Deen. But the child that was born, Maryam, was a girl, and a girl normally is not one who will serve Deen in the masjid, etc. But Allah Ta'ala knew better, and now the time came when she had to be looked after. She was made nazar, she was set free only for the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, and she would have a room by the masjid-e-Aqsa. So for that, then there was quite a bit of argument amongst the people, the mutawallis, the mutajawireen of the masjid, that who will have the honor of looking after her. Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam said that his wife is the auntie, the khala of Hazrat Maryam, so therefore he has the greatest right. But each one wanted this honor that they look after this child. For that they had they drew lots, and in that lot the name of Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam came out, and he looked after her. Now all this happened easily about 700-800 years before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's time. Now how would Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam know about it and exactly perfectly as it had happened? So that Allah Ta'ala mentions in this ayat now to show that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the true Nabi of Allah. That it was only by Allah's information, wahi, that came to him that he could know about this and he could inform about this. And that is the purpose of this ayat. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was of course naturally not present there. This happened 700-800 years before the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There was no other way, no libraries and books in the Torah which was distorted, the Injil. So that also could not give a correct account. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not at all study the Torah and Injil in any way whatsoever. There was no way for him to know, but only by wahi. By him, Allah Ta'ala, who knows everything, and that Allah Ta'ala had informed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And in that for us is that we also have full conviction on the Quran Sharif, that how it had informed of these events which took place 700-800 years before the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and how perfectly he informed about it. So from there we must also have that firm conviction. And not only the conviction, the iman on the kitab, but that we read it also, we study it also, and most important, we practice upon it also, and we propagate it to other people, teach it to other people also. So Allah says, ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِهِ إِلَيْكَ. Ye khabre ghaib ki hai, jo hum bhejte hai tujhko. These are the information of the unseen which we send as wahi to you. That is the only way you could have come to know about it. And this in many cases totally astonished the Jews and the Christians who were the custodians of knowledge at that time. That how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam knows about all this. But of course it was that you are the true Nabi of Allah. Allah used to send proper wahi to him. وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ يُلْقُونَ أَقْلَامَهُمْ. Or tu na tha unke paas jab dalne lage apne qalam. And you were not present at that time when they drew their lots. The method of drawing the lots was that when all argued that who will take care of Maryam alayhi salam and have this honor. So what they had decided on, that the pens with which they were writing the Torah, which was a very great ibadah, We will throw it in a flowing river, and whose pen flows in the opposite direction, not with the flow of the water, but in the opposite direction, that person will have the honor of looking after Maryam alayhi salam. When they threw the pen, then it was Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam that flew in the opposite direction. And then he was given the honor to look after Maryam alayhi salam. And here Allah had informed about Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, her mother Hanna, her son Isa alayhi salam, her uncle Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam, and then Hazrat Zakariya made dua to Allah, and Allah blessed him with Hazrat Yahya. All these events that took place at that time, Allah informed of them perfectly, and they are preserved in the Quran Sharif till the day of Qiyamah. The exact true things, how it, what transpired, and today we should also appreciate this great knowledge and this great information. We have got it 100% intact in our Quran Sharif. And there are so many hafiz of the Quran that have got it in their hearts. And so many ulama that explain and know this and explain it. So the one basic thing for us here is that we should build our iman and yaqeen also fully on the Quran Sharif. Those things which make sense to us and those things which do not come in our mind. But it's Quran Sharif, we must accept it wholeheartedly. That is what is iman and yaqeen. And we don't try and explain it according to our thinking and make it fit in with our thinking. Like Mi'raj, we don't make it fit in with our thinking. We accept it exactly as it has happened. وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ يَخْتَصِمُونَ اور تو نہ تھا ان کے پاس جب وہ جھگڑتے تھے. And neither were you with them when they were arguing that who should take care of Maryam alayhi salam, who should have this honor. So all these events which were taking place at that time, which was about 700-800 years before the time of Isa alayhi salatu was salam, after so long Allah informed Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. So the main thing here for us is that Allah is mentioning all this in the Quran to prove the nabuwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should have full yaqeen on the ayat of the Quran Sharif also, and on the risalat, the nabuwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we have that, according to the amount of yaqeen, our lives will be accordingly. Our iman will be accordingly. Unfortunately, we claim that, but our lives are according to worldly standards. How things which are progressive in dunya, the things which are what are regarded as successful in dunya, we make our lives according to that. We should make our lives according to what the Quran Sharif prescribes, what the Hadith Sharif prescribes. We should make our lives that we have the success of akhirat. Not that we live the lifestyle of the kuffar and we imitate them. Tashabbuh bil kuffar, which is widespread in the ummah today. As the kuffar think, we think like that. How their education system, that is our education. What is their lifestyle, that is our lifestyle. So that should not be the case. When this iman is in our heart, then our action should be also accordingly. It should not be that we are living for dunya and we have to make up our dunya. It should be that dunya baqadre zarurat, how much is necessary. And akhirat is what we have to make effort, and that is baqadre mashakkat, how much effort we make, so much we will get akhirat. Dunya Allah is fixed for everyone already. Whether he makes effort or not, what has been fixed, that is definitely what he's going to get. So Allah give us the true iman and yaqeen, and the purpose of this ayat is to build that iman and yaqeen of ours, and we live our lives then accordingly. Wa akhiruna.